We go on to a thing called Narrate. Colin and Ryan will approach the carpets, please. And they have to do a scene of meeting on a sleeper train. Meeting on a sleeper train in which they narrate for each other. Generally, we have a bit of music to help the atmosphere of this along. Where you go.
He was lying on the bunk like a tall giraffe that had just been pulled down by a lion hungering for a big giraffe. Mind if I take the bunk underneath you?
No, go ahead. I knew what was on his mind. I didn't like it very much. But if I had a choice, I'd rather he be in the bunk below me than the bunk above me.
He couldn't realize the secret I was carrying within my heart. Who could? It was a secret too big to reveal to anyone. Except... Do you mind if I give you a pie?
I hope it's apple. That's my favorite. I'd never had pie before, but it sounded like an intriguing food. I had something for him, but first I wanted to see how much I liked his pie. Looks like a fluffy pastry dessert.
Yeah, that's fluffy pastry. He didn't realize the pie I gave him was made totally out of some cardboard and pictures of apples. I'm a traveling practical joker. That's my line of work. I enjoy it.
The pie was good. It was damn good. Say, what say you give me the recipe for this pie?
The guy was as tall as a pyramid and twice as thick. He had eaten enough paper to start a paper airplane garage in his stomach. But now he wanted the recipe. What gave, I wondered. I was going to find out. That's one of my best jokes. The picture of the apple pie, and you're eating it. What gives, mister?
Every time I spoke to him, he just walked away. I was hoping he wasn't going to do it this time.
I don't think so. I think we've...